If you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn in the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, my short message this morning is Lights of the World Reflecting His Glory. We seem to be singing some things this morning that led towards that. God's speaking about that. Yes. How many know you are a light? Yes. Yes. Say, I am a light. I want us to think this morning, if we can, what do lights do?
Shine.
Shine. You've heard me say before, lights shine and they direct, but they don't speak. I never heard a light talk. Well, I actually did, but I was high on drugs at the time, so.
I was going to say.
There's a joke there, but I'm not going to say it. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, verse 15, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Father, we ask for the blessing, the reading of your word. Shine upon our hearts, O God. Challenge us this morning to be men and women of God, set aside for you, yes. Shining for you, Father, in this dark and perverse world that we live in. Father, help us not to put baskets over our lights, to shine as ones that reflect your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. No, the baskets that we put over our lights are pursuits, careers, hobbies, and even people. They get in the way. Life gets in the way of being a light. Come on, somebody. God doesn't say try and be light. Scripture doesn't say work really hard to be a light. Scripture says let your light shine. So we have a light inside of every one of us. If you're a Christian today, you've got a light. But here's the caveat. You have also the light switch. Come on, somebody. Like the comedian said, I moved into an apartment. There was a light switch. I kept turning off and on, off and on, off and on. It didn't do anything. So I did that for several weeks. Finally, I got a letter from Germany. It was a lady saying, stop it. Nobody laughed. I can't believe it. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Now here is the problem with lights. There are different kind of lights that come. There's different kind of light that we see. Number one is opaque light, if you're taking notes. Opaque or jealousy glass. How many know what jealousy glass is? Light will shine through it, but it dissipates. Absorbs the light and does not let it pass through. Translucent light allows light to pass through, but diffuses it. Goes in all different directions. Or transparent, allowing the light to easily pass through. And that is what God leaves with us. He puts a light in us, and we have the strength and the power and the anointing to either shine that light or to cause it to do different things. How many know God wants us to shine our light before men that they may see our works? Now the problem is if we're doing works that are not godly and we're being disobedient to the word, how many know that light is going to be dissipated? Yes. It's going to look different. It's not the light of God. It's amazing that the creator of the universe gives us his very nature, puts it in us, gives us a new heart, gives us light to shine, but also gives us power to do what we want with the light. Yes. Many people never do anything with the light. They put a basket over it. It becomes a get-out-of-jail-free card. When we reflect His light in us, we either diffuse it or we let it shine. Diffusing light is refracted light going in different directions. And it's confusing to the world. Come on, somebody. I was in Charlotte this last week. I got humbled by my 14-year-old grandson in many ways. You know, I used to wrestle him, but I started wrestling him this last Tuesday when I was with him, and he grabbed me and started wrestling me, and I said, nope, I'm done. Very strong. I said, you might break a bone, and I do not want to have to heal a bone just because I'm playing with you. But anyway, I was in Charlotte, and I was driving around, and Charlotte's one of the fastest growing areas in the United States. And I noticed just, you know, driving, I saw a sticker on the back of a SUV, and it said Elevation Church. It's a big church, got about 8 or 9 campuses around the Charlotte area. Dr. Steve Furtick, I think, is the pastor there. And so this person was weaving in and out of traffic and honking horns and acting very immature. And I thought, wow. Because everybody knows what Elevation Church is. And then you're driving like an idiot. What kind of light are you shining? Come on, somebody. We have to be aware. Light in the original language is phos, and it means to shine or to make manifest. Light shines, but it also shows everything that's to be seen. We want our light to shine so people see the purity that they can have, not our light to shine so they can see all the dirt that we have. Turn to Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. It's just a way of reminder of who we are as Christians, because it's time to grow up. I took very seriously. God's been working on my heart since I was up in April, the end of April. I went up to Toronto and was there for Light the Fire Again conference. One of the things I heard while I was there is God is training a generation again. We're going back to the basics. He's really training us again. And some of us that have been doing this a long time, serving God a long time, have forgotten the basic principles. Turn to somebody and say, he must be talking to you, he ain't talking to me. Some of us have forgot the basic principles of godliness, holiness, righteousness, truth. It's not that we're bad. It's not that we've lost our salvation. It's that we've stored stuff in the attic. You know how it is when you get something new and you use it, and it becomes part of your household, and then you get something else to replace it, and you put that up in the attic. How many have went up in the attic lately and you're surprised? Well, I forgot I had that. God has gifted us to save a generation. And when the light shines, we begin to see all the gifts that He's given us. First, because the light is shining in us, we employ those things so that the light can be bright and reflective of His glory. Ephesians 5:8, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. I looked at every version and I could not see, maybe, might be, says you are light in the Lord. Turn to somebody and say, you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by what? Where's the light? Where's the light? And everything, for whatever makes manifest, is light. Verse 14, therefore he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. That's the message we need to be saying to the world. What's the scripture saying here? We were once darkness. No light, no understanding. And that darkness means a deep darkness, void of any light. Talk to my friend Mick. He was splunking. How many have been splunking? Raise your hand. Splunking means you go deep in a cave and way down. How many know when you go deep in a cave, you're way down? There's no light. When you turn off whatever light you have, it's dark. That's the darkness it's talking about. You and I were once in darkness, had no concept of goodness, righteousness, truth, had no concept. It wasn't in our personage. It wasn't anywhere around us. We were dead in our spirit. But when Christ came and renewed us, we talked about it last week, he delivered us from the domain of darkness into the kingdom of the light, gave us a new heart, and sanctioned us to go forth and be his representative. We are now light in the world. Watch what it says. You are now, but now you are light in the Lord. We are called to walk as children of light. We naturally shine our lights because of the source of life that we have gained through salvation. This isn't rocket science. God's light is in us. We let God's light shine. He knows what to do. He told us this morning. He said, let's hear what God has to say. God said, I'm manifesting myself. I'm the Son of God. I'm Messiah. I'm Savior. And I've come with healing in my wings. I've come. He's introducing himself. That's the light shining through these folks that were obedient. Says, find out what is acceptable to the Lord. That means to search, to study, to listen to what is acceptable to him. Come on, somebody. And some of us really need to do an inventory. Clean out the attic. Because there's some things that we've stored that aren't godly. We need to get rid of them. Remember, to have a Christian worldview is to despise the things of the world. Do not walk in their ways. Not because you cannot. The real caveat of freedom is that you're free. Before you were not free. Before you were a Christian, you were not free. Now you're free. It's not that you can't. You can do anything you want. Say, well, I can't sin because I'm a new creation. Yes, you can. Because God's given you free will. You can do what you want. And matter of fact, you can go sin. You can leave right here. So I can lay hands on you and anoint you with oil. And you go and sin. Commit things that God says not to do. You do. That's a scary thought. Before I was a Christian, I did it because that was my nature. Now I got to step out of my nature, but God allows me to go, come in and go out and find pasture. And you know what it is? Every time I decide to walk out of God's grace and mercy, the lights go out. I'm no longer hearing from him, and I'm no longer able to shine a light. And I have that freedom. And the longer I walk without light, I begin to fool myself that I'm in the blessing of the Lord, and the Lord is not blessing me because I'm not receiving the light that's within me. Let your light shine, Jesus said. Paul said to the Ephesians, you are light in the Lord. Verse 11 says, look at it, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Come on, somebody. We've got to not look or walk or talk or act like this world. You can turn the lights back on if you would, please. If you're anything like me, you'd need lights to be able to see these days. Your nature, your position, and path is now different. You're holy and guided by Holy Spirit. You are guided by Holy Spirit. You're led by the Lord. Don't fool yourself. Don't make darkness light and like darkness. Walk in the light of the Lord, the knowledge of the Lord. If you've got something in your life you need to get rid of, get rid of it. Jettison it. Take care of it. These next couple of years are going to be dusting off the things that were in the attic and preparing ourselves for the harvest, because people are going to come into this church and into this community. The churches will fill with people that have real questions. And they're going to require real answers. We're going to have to know who we serve. So what's it mean to not have any fellowship with darkness? It means don't have any fellowship with darkness. Do not agree with the things of the world. No matter how they couch it. The world has gotten good. The enemy has gotten good at creating a different kind of love. Oh, we just love you. Do whatever you want. Live any kind of lifestyle you want. God loves you. We love you. That's no question that we love. But the presence of love is not the presence of truth is not the absence of love. Truth is, if you're living an alternate lifestyle other than what the Word of God says, repent. Get rid of it. Do not agree. Do not accept. Do not repeat. Do not touch. Do not partake in any way what the world is doing. We're completely separate. We either live as Christians or we live in the world. We can't have a mixture. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14 says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness?" Come on, somebody. Light and darkness can't have communion. As soon as you turn the light on, what happens to the darkness? It disappears. So, just in a natural, if you're standing in light, there is no darkness. If you're standing in darkness, they can't mix. Can't have a blend of both. You cannot please God while walking with the world. A statement that should go without saying, but it needs to be repeated. You cannot please God while walking with the world hand in hand. By being lights, we expose the dark works of evil and dispel the darkness. People see the light of God in us and are drawn by the Holy Spirit. Paul, in writing the Philippians, says it this way, "Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." God is working in us to keep the lights on. But he says, "I love you enough to give you the switch. Not only am I going to plug you in, not only am I going to hardwire you to heaven, when heaven speaks, you'll hear. When I speak, you'll be guided. You are led by the Spirit. You're a Spirit-led Christian. You are Spirit-led. You are Spirit. I talk to you. I'm giving you all that you need for life and godliness. But I give you the switch. If you don't want to hear me, plug your ears. I give you that. If you don't want to speak, speak something else. I want you to worship me and honor me and follow me and represent me because you want to. Not because you have to." Now, if we could talk to these lights in here today, we'd know interview of a light bulb. What's your favorite time? It's when I shine. I was made to shine. And when I shine, you turn that light switch on back there, I shine. My character comes out. I'm a light bulb. As soon as I turn that switch off, the light bulb is now... it's a piece of glass with some powder in it. Come on, somebody. But God says, "I love you enough. I've delivered you from darkness. I've brought you into the light. You are lights to the world. Here's the switch." And many of us have gotten very adept at turning it off whenever we want, turning it back on whenever we feel comfortable. I'm a light. I get to do what I want. I'm a light. I get to do what I want. That's why people in droves are leaving churches. People in droves are leaving Christianity because they're getting mixed messages. You have a Christian worldview or you have a worldview, humanist worldview. Oh, well, God says this, but we believe that. The Word says this, but we believe that. This worked in the 13th century, in the 3rd century, in the 2nd century AD, but now in 21st century we become enlightened. It means something else. And the light is dissipated. And nobody, unless you're drunk or high, wants to live in a house with a strobe light. Come on, somebody. "For I was saved, I love strobe lights and dark lights." I'm going to use dark lights. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. A black light, yeah. I even forgot the name. Black light used to change one color into another. Come on, somebody. Yep. We thought that was pretty cool. Strobe lights. and you're in the presence of people that are hungry for Jesus. They're hungry to hear the truth. And we're, this is good, this is bad, this is, you can do this, you can do it. Instead of walking godly and holy and righteous. Amen. Let my light shine before men that they may see my good works. Amen. And glorify the Lord. Yes. Not all this. It's fun for dancing, but ain't going to get any work done. We're lights. Philippians chapter 2 in closing today. Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. I'm a light. I'm in darkness. I'm a light. People could be really good Christians for a couple hours. Look at me. I'm a light. Come on, somebody. I told this story before, but my daughter waitressed for quite a few years, said the worst customers she ever had was Christians. Take her time. Oh, do you, aren't you saved yet? Are you saved? Here, read this. Leave very little tip or no tip at all, and then be rude when she said she had something else she had to do. Come on, somebody. I've been doing this a long time. I've talked to a lot of people. Worked in the church, worked out of the church. Worked for a contractor. He said the worst people that he ever worked for were Christians. They didn't pay their bills. They weren't people of their word. My first year in Bible school. They said the class that just graduated left and owes over $7,000 to the local electric company. Not paying their light bill. Come on, somebody. That's the real deal. How can you be a light? How can you live as a witness for Christ and live that kind of shabby life? And we ask people to come and be a part, and they dance, and they, you know, all that strobe light stuff. Oh, that's pretty cool. But what's your life like? Let your light shine before men. Philippians 2:12, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to do, to will and to do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing. Underline complaining and disputing. That you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Yes. I was contemplating this while I was sitting in my daughter's house this week, and I was actually thinking about Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton! And I was wishing some things on her that weren't very nice. Here's what I heard the Lord say. I died for her. I started searching my heart. Not much of a Christian. I could talk bad about her, condemning her. Come on, somebody. Do all things without complaining and disputing. That's not our job to get down into the muck and mire with everybody else and argue about who's good and who's bad. Come on, somebody. We speak truth, but we don't judge people before their time. How many can look at your own life and say, thank God that God loved me through till I got saved? Yes. At any time before salvation, Amen. He could have plugged us. He said, that's it, you're gone. We'd be in hell. Come on, somebody. we'd be in hell right now.
Yes.
Do all things without complaint or dispute. We don't complain about the situation and we don't dispute things. Useless wrangling of words.
Yes.
Man, we're being sucked into it. And if you don't think it'll grow in intensity, this will be the most intense midterm election that we ever saw.
Yes.
In our lifetime. From now till November, you'll hear all sorts of sordid things. People's lives ruined. Houses taken. Personal belongings taken. Lives lost because of this terrible thing that we've allowed to go over this nation. It's your and I's job to be lights.
Yes.
To speak the truth and to pray that the right people get in. We've got to keep our tongue in our mouth.
Yes.
Not wagging it and complaining. And disputing. Why? Look at verse 15. Look at verse 15. That you may become what? Blameless and harmless. Blameless, pure, dependable, Holy Ghost tool.
Yes.
And harmless, able to be trusted with the power and the anointing that lights have to expose and direct. That's our twofold purpose for being here, to expose the works of darkness and direct people to Christ. That's it. God gives us all the tools to be able to do that. Expose the darkness, direct people to the light. That's all we are, is really all we are is Holy Ghost traffic cops. That's bad. That's good. Come this way. Holy Spirit will minister to you. Come on now. You're saying, listen to me. No, I don't want you to listen to me. I want you to listen to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost will speak through you if you allow Him. Because of who we are and what He has done, we are always inclined toward righteousness. Our very nature is righteous. The light switch that's within, illuminating our hearts, knowing the truth that God has given us. Next week I'm going to be talking about the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We are lights and the glory has risen upon us. He takes us from being dim light bulbs to 300 waters, man. You ask my wife, man, I love light. All my light bulbs, I don't use 40 watt light bulbs. All my light bulbs are at least 75 watt or better. When I go into a room, I turn on lights. I want it to be bright. The glory of the Lord has risen upon us as lights. Amen? So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your glory be seen in your church. Lord, we lift up the very nature of new life. God, there's many things that you've talked to us over the years about. Why, if we were to hear some of the directive words that you spoke in this building, and we were to compile them today, we would absolutely be flabbergasted as to what you intend for us to do.
Yes.
God, we as a church have an attic full of things that we've not used. I'd venture to guess that there are gifts right in this room that we've not used, God, because of this, that, or the other excuse. God, we put away excuses. We ask, oh God, that you manifest yourself through us, make us lights as a church. But I pray for each individual here as well. They are lights to you. I'm a light to you, God. I thank you. Father, we pray for one of the greatest lights in this family, Roger. We pray for him today. God, we thank you for healing him of cancer.
Yes.
Thank you for this light shining in him, oh God.
Yes.
I've never heard him complain once.
Yes.
Never heard him say a bad thing about his situation. One time, Lord, he's truly a light to be an example to us, oh God. I pray, oh Father, for him and Joanne this morning that you'd heal, deliver,
yes.
In Jesus' name. Thank you for Julia being cancer-free.
Yes.
God, the light is shining
yes.
through her.
Yes,
Father, help her as she makes lifestyle adjustments, God. Father, we thank you for each and every person here. Lord, let your light shine through us. In Jesus' name. Amen.